Yes, Coach Martin?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Appreciate you going a few minutes early in this transition of midweek games. First and foremost, congratulations on your victory last week at Ohio. And after getting back to Miami and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Redhawks.
Yeah, it was kind of a game we thought. Both teams fought for every inch. We talked last week how OU makes sure and everything. They certainly did that. There was obviously no breathing room at any point in the whole game. Felt like defensively the two turnovers that created were probably the difference in the game. One negated a chance for them to score points inside the 5-yard line. The other one set up our first touchdown on a short field. So I think creating the two turnovers and our offense not turning the ball over obviously was a huge key on that end. And then obviously Sam Sloman makes a huge field goal at the end to give us a 3-point win. And it was the same story for us. It's been all year. We've held the points down on defense. We've had really timely offense. When we had opportunities to score points, we scored points. And then our special teams was really good. Mo Thomas with another huge punt return for us. And then obviously Sloman making a 53-yard field goal with under 5 minutes to go in a game to give us a final margin of victory. So kind of the same story. We, you know, tough to go on the road and tough to beat OU anywhere, but tough to go on the road on a midweek game. And they had an unbelievable crowd, 20,000 people and electric environment. I just thought our kids did a great job of hanging in there and found a way to make one more play than OU.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You hit the nail on the head with a great atmosphere and obviously an Ohio opponent that you know, had the crowd ready for them in a key East Division game. For your Redhawks to come in and not turn the ball over, make key plays defensively and special teams, obviously, just a huge win for your program.
Yeah, no, it's what we've been trying to work for a long time. We feel like we've become a really consistent program in this league. We feel like that if we play our game, we're a tough team to beat, and that's been our goal all along, that you got to make somebody play good to beat you. And I thought OU played good, and obviously trying to stop their quarterback, and obviously he made his plays like he always does, but I thought we contained him about as good as you can, considering how talented he is and how competitive he is and what they do structurally to put him in position to make plays. It was a huge win for us. Obviously, we talked last week, it doesn't get any better than 150th anniversary. You know, you get to play the one and only game on national spotlight. You go on the road in front of 20,000 people. You play your rival OU in the Battle of the Bricks. And I thought our kids just handled everything very well. And we were crazy excited to be there, but we were worried about maybe being too excited and forgetting how to play the game, but I thought our kids did a nice job. Once we got settled in, did a nice job of focusing and executing on both sides of the ball and obviously hanging in a tough environment.
Since getting back to campus and your preparation this week as you get ready for a Bowling Green team on Wednesday, how have your Redhawks responded to practice this week?
It's been good. It's been good. Like we say every week, we got a great group of kids. Preparation's been their key all year, and preparation's going to be their key this week. They believe in the process. They believe in that. You know, we got to lift hard during the season. We got to watch a bunch of tape. We got to meet extra. The nice thing, the midweek games, you got Tuesday, Wednesday is really on the weekend, so you got some opportunities for the kids to, if they choose to do so, to come in and watch extra tape, which they've done. So we're excited about the opportunity. We're excited to be back home. This will be our fourth home game of the year, so we have not been home hardly at all the entire season. So we're excited to be back home and play in front of a home crowd.
When you take a look at Bowling Green on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Defensively, obviously, Brian Van Gorder, you know, the timing, how they got Van Gorder to be their defensive coordinator is pretty amazing with all the places and all the successes he's been. NFL, crazy successful NFL coordinator, crazy successful major college coordinator, head coach. So they do a ton of stuff on defense and just mix it up so much. And structurally, it's very difficult. Obviously, their huge win over Toledo, they hold Toledo to 7 points, which I don't know the last time that had happened in a MAC game where Toledo got held to that low a point total. And then offensively, they really spread the field. They got good skill guys. They got an athletic quarterback, just like everybody in this league has an athletic quarterback. And they cause you issues because you can't have enough hats in the box. with all their read zones and read counters and read fly sweeps. So structurally, they do a really, really good job. They have some really nice skill pieces on offense that if they get them on the perimeter, they can really hurt you. They got a really good tight end, and like I said, they got a big, strong, athletic, tough quarterback. So they're structurally, there are going to be some huge challenges on both sides of the ball, and then they have some really nice skill players that can hurt you.
With the pending weather across the Midwest here in the next couple of days, talk about the role not only of special teams any day, but how it might play an important role when you've got a tough weather conditions that you might have on Wednesday night.
Yeah, obviously field position. The kicking game is usually the first thing that gets affected when the wind starts to blow and the balls get harder and they don't travel as far. So there's not as many touchbacks. So your coverage units are huge, but also your returners making good decisions and dealing with the wind that potentially can come up. And then obviously on both sides of the ball security, the colder it gets, the harder it is to catch the ball, the harder it is to hold on the ball. So you really got to get prepared for that mentally as much as physically.
For your Red Hawks to have success on Wednesday night, what do you need to accomplish?
We just got to keep doing what we've been doing. I mean, you can't try to change when you're playing good football. We're playing good, solid football. Again, we're not, like we say every week, we're not the sexiest team in the world. We're kind of no frills. Our strength is, you know, we got good depth. We got a bunch of really good players. Our strength is, and we got two or three superstars that everybody's talking about. And we're solid in all three phases. So our offense has done what they've needed to do, particularly when we need plays. Our offense has just made unbelievably timely plays and timely drives. And then our defense has been solid, holding the points down. And then our SD's been fantastic. So we gotta stick with it, and we got to limit, you know, BG is a big play offense. We got to limit their big plays, and we got to try to get some chunk plays, and you got to win the turnover battle. And that's kind of been the story of the season for the whole league, not just for us.
In a unique way, are you interested to see how your Red Hawks handle success?
Yeah. I mean, you're always, every week, you're nervous as a coach with preparation and how they, you know, whether it's a 76-5 debacle against Ohio State or whether it's a normal game or whether you just come off a big win, there's always the pitfalls of how you handle what just happened and how quickly you can move on and how quickly you can refocus on the task at hand. And again, that's been a huge strength of our team all year long, that if it's been bad, we've been able to move on and learn from it. If it's been good, we've been able to move on and learn from it. So we're going to have to do the same thing this week.
Well, Chuck, we know we had you jump on a few minutes early. We appreciate that. And certainly with your preparation for Bowling Green, we're going to let you get going. Good luck on a Wednesday night. And we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you for Coach Martin and his Miami Redhawks coming off the 24-21 win at Ohio last Wednesday evening. Again, in that contest, running back Jalen Bester, 84 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. And, of course, kicker Sam Sloman's 53-yard field goal with 3:48 left in the fourth quarter was the game winner. And for the Miami Redhawks, they will be hosting Bowling Green this coming Wednesday, November 13th, that game at 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ESPNU.